Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
They are dead. I'm willing to call it now. This Met team is dead.
Yes, that line for
early, never wrong.
He's on the right, babe. Not that Maggie.
On the fan, McMonagle here with you on this Monday morning. What it's like to be a sports fan. The excitement of Jackson Dart. The season back alive for the New York Giants at 1-3 with a winnable game next week. And the death of a season for the New York Mets. Today's the day for you at 888-808-1019. Those are the two topics. We'll get to the Yankees maybe at some point. Obviously, tomorrow night now. It's Monday, so tomorrow night, the Yankees will take on the Boston Red Sox in a wild card game. But yesterday was one of those days, especially for, I know Lori Rubenson is a Met and Giant fan, one of those days where it is, you ran the gamut of what it's like to be a sports fan. And we'll start with Jackson Dart and the excitement of that. I mean, from the opening drive of this football game, you could just feel something. It's hard to explain. And yeah, look, I'll raise my hand as I'll you know, have a little bit of fun and catch in some receipts the other way when we get to the Mets topic. I was wrong. I wasn't sure this was the spot for this young kid, Jackson Dart. I wasn't sure. I didn't like some of the thought process or the feeling behind bringing in Jackson Dart to start this game. Panic mode for the coach trying to save his job. Is this kid ready? They had a plan to develop him. And because they're 0-3 and lousy, they decide to turn to this kid. And I wasn't sure what it was going to look like, what it was going to feel like. And right away, now we all know, we could look at the numbers. He didn't knock anybody's socks off. He didn't play this great football game. But from the jump, you could feel something different inside the entire team. Like, they go on that opening drive against a very good, why I was concerned about playing them this week, against a very good Chargers team by one of the, you know, led by one of the best football coaches in the country, college, NFL, it doesn't matter. Jim Harbaugh is an excellent football coach. They are 3-0. They have played some of the best football in the NFL this year, and this defense in particular has been lights out in the first 3 weeks of the season. Playing the Raiders, playing the Broncos, and yeah, the Chiefs who finally exploded with Worthy back, but still, a very difficult spot for a quarterback who knows he's trying to save a season, knows he's got the coach's job probably on the line. The entire team can sense that the way the building acted last week, reports of planes, I guess that never showed up, but planes were back to be flying over the stadium. And from the opening jump, the offensive line, this offense, this quarterback, went right down the field, along with Cam Scataboo, just ran the ball right down this Chargers team's throat, got into the red zone, and guess what? They got in, and that's important, obviously, to win the game, but just to get a sense, just to get a feel, just to feel good about this team. They run the quarterback draw. He runs it in, and that was the perfect drive. That was the moment. We needed that as Giant fans, and I know I tweeted it, and we run the gamut the rest of the way because, obviously, this game isn't perfect. The offense still had a lot of issues. We still aren't very good inside the red zone. Obviously, Malik Nabers and what appears to be a torn ACL is devastating to watch. Devastating to watch. And you can, at first, you're figuring, oh, he landed on it bad. And then you see it's as he jumps, and you just know. You just know. And that's a gut punch, knowing how important, what you were looking to see the two of them develop. Gut punch. But the overarching theme and the feeling coming out of that game, and for me, this is a game about the quarterback, clearly. And you see what he looks like. And zero panic from a young kid. There are things he didn't do well. There are things he did do well. And we understand that running the football, and clearly he doesn't know how to slide. I mean, he's given, can you believe this kid is given a full wind-up punch, kind of stiff arm? What is he doing with his throwing arm? What is he, nuts? But that's what you love about him, too. That's what you get excited about watching this kid play. He plays with a reckless abandon almost. It felt different from the jump. And you got to give it to Brian Daboll. This was as much about the coach as it was about the quarterback. And obviously the quarterback, hopefully, will be here for longer than the coach, because even if the coach does well here and saves his job and blah, blah, we're hoping that Jackson Dart's the next thing for the next 12, 15 years. And the odds of Brian Daboll staying here are slim to none on that kind of tenure. But this was a game that the coach decided he was going to turn to his guy, right? The reports of the 10-hour sit-down and going over film and looking at Josh Allen film, as it's being reported by The Athletic. They're watching Josh Allen film. They're watching his Ole Miss film. They're watching for 10 hours. And he decides at 0-3 with his life on the line, with this team's season on the line, to turn to this kid that he sees something in, that the rest of the organization, and it's important to mention this, that, again, with the reporting, and he made it clear, this was not the owner saying, hey, listen, I'm tired of losing, I'm tired of the fans getting pissed off, throw in the young kid, we drafted him, didn't we? This wasn't the GM saying, hey, we drafted him. You know, this was the coach deciding now was the time to turn to this young kid. Turn to this young kid who can bring something that Russ can't bring with his legs, bring something with his moxie, bring something with his determination. And from the early onset of this game, it just felt different. It just felt different. Yeah, the offensive line was playing well. Yeah, the defense, who is obviously, we want to talk about the head coach, but Bowen as well, the defensive coordinator, had a big-time game. This game felt a lot like it did a couple years ago, the year they went to the playoffs with Brian Daboll's first year. It felt a lot like that, didn't it? Run the football early with Scataboo, Saquon Barkley back then, but run the football early, make just enough plays, quarterback, don't turn the ball over, run, you know, we saw time and time again, go through your progressions, if one or two isn't there, go. We saw design runs, run the football, don't make the critical mistake, do just enough, get turnovers late in the game, and the Giants were able to do that. The big play from Sexy Dexy. Andrew Phillips with another interception. Make big plays defensively. Don't turn the ball over. Run the football. Get in the end zone when you can inside the red zone. This felt a lot like that team. It felt a lot like when Brian Daboll was at his best with this team. And to watch him late in the game, you saw early on too, like whatever his faults may be, and we'll see, it's one game. It's one game. And we got to see a lot more of this. But even in this one game as a rookie, as he's dealing with losing his top receiver, as he's dealing with clearly a right hamstring that's bothering him, he's rolling out of the pocket, he's directing his wide receivers. There is no fear in this kid. None. late in the game making big plays over the middle to his tight ends, which we haven't seen be used at all this year or at all in the last 3 years. Making big plays to the tight end, big third downs when you need to, going down the field, getting enough time off, getting into the end zone, kicking the field goals. And inside the red zone, still an issue with the game call. But there was some play calls, right? The little shuffle pass. It looked like Andy Reid calling plays there inside the red zone to get the tight end a little shuffle pass for a touchdown. But overall, the excitement of watching him and now knowing that whatever we say about 0-3 and the season's over, let's be honest. At 1-3, if they can figure out a way to go to New Orleans, who have played a little bit better than we expected, and yesterday kept the game close against Buffalo, but that's a winnable game. You go take that game and you are 2-3. 2-3 is still alive. 2-3 is the sixth game matters. And yeah, the schedule's brutal, and you're going to have the Eagles, Denver Eagles. It's going to be very difficult to keep the season alive from that point. But if you can go find a way to win against New Orleans, you have a season. And now you have a quarterback. And now you heard Lori was talking about some of the comments from the offensive line, Illuminor, about wanting to run through a wall for this kid. Like, you could sense it. There is something about him. The numbers aren't great. He didn't throw for a ton of yards. I thought at times in the game he was inaccurate. And he missed a couple passes he could have made. Again, it's a lot of it's tuck and run. The offense didn't look dynamic. They didn't make a bunch of big plays. What they have, two completions of 10 yards or more? Like, it wasn't big down the field the way we saw with Russell Wilson. They took one or two chances, and then once you lose, obviously, your stud wide receiver and neighbors, it makes it less likely to go down the field. But he had Slayton early on. He used his tight ends. He didn't make the critical mistake. He took a couple of bad sacks. But he was able to make plays with his legs, which Russell Wilson can't make. And with this offense, is going to be critical. It's part of his game. And this coach, and you could see them embrace after on the sidelines. And then Connor Hughes is reporting that inside the locker room, a long embrace. This is a tandem. This is what we've been waiting for. This is what we wanted to see if Brian Daboll can do. Can he figure out a way to win football games and develop a young quarterback? And the way this team showed up after being, you know, pretty much left for dead at 0-3, wondering how the team was going to respond. And I talked about this a lot, about how this coach had a really difficult task this week the minute he decided to go to this kid. Because now it's all Illuminor saying, I want to run through the wall. Now it's all, hey, listen, things have changed. He's got the it factor. When they tell a bunch of veterans who are 0-3 staring their season dead in the face, staring another empty, winless start to the season, another dead season with no prospect of postseason and going through the motions of developing a young quarterback with no real chance of winning. That's a tough sell week 3. And that's why I thought him saying it's on him was so important, because he wanted to let the team know it's a football decision, that I believe that we can coach this kid and we can get this team to play better with him than with Russell Wilson or even with Jameis Winston, that this is the move to go win football games. And it was going to take a lot to convince, because you heard the way Dexter Lawrence was done. Dexter Lawrence, I found out the same way you guys found out. Hey, listen, he's my quarterback now. I'm behind him. There wasn't a real lot of conviction from the veterans on this team. And this coach, and I'm not telling you he's doing a great job. I'm not telling you he's avoided the hot seat. I'm not telling you he's going to be here next year. It's one game. It's one win. But I think he did a hell of a job getting this team to play the way they did. The defensive front was finally the beast that we needed. That was finally a threat that was able to get after it. They created all kinds of problems for the Chargers, all kinds of problems for Herbert. They were constantly in the backfield. Burns with the big sack late in the game that really hindered their ability to get that game-tying field goal. We saw Abdul Carter all over the place, even though he had a terrible offsides that gave him that touchdown before the half, which was just brutal. But the defense made plays. That defensive front and that pass rush that's supposed to be elite and has started to show a little bit of that over the first 3 weeks, but not enough, showed up in this game. The team showed up. They responded to the coach. They responded to going to the young quarterback. And Jackson Dart played his ass off. And Jackson Dart was dealing with, he had to go to the tent to get checked on a concussion, which he needs to learn how to play smarter. He's dealing with a hamstring. He loses his top wide receiver. And still, they go out there. They run the football. They make the plays defensively. They get after the other team's quarterback. And they come away with an improbable win as a touchdown underdog in a season and on a team that every one of us felt was dead. And although it wasn't pretty, and I still don't love the play calling, and inside the red zone they still aren't as effective as they need to be, they found a way to score 21 points and beat the Los Angeles Chargers, the unbeaten Los Angeles Chargers, 21-18. And as a Giant fan, that was such a needed, good feeling, good vibe, good win at home with this young quarterback. Game one of this Jackson Dart era begins with an improbable win, a great team performance, offensive, defensive, special teams, all of it played well. And while still having concerns that this season is going to be a long road and there's going to be ups and downs and you're going to expect a little pushback from this, you know, you're going to expect some ups and downs from this rookie quarterback. He's not going to go out there and win every game. We get it. But that's a game that we just needed to take a deep breath. That's a performance that you can just feel good about. It's a game and a process that now you can at least start to have some faith in with this coach and this quarterback who, let's be honest, I know we don't love the coach, and I'm not saying he's done a good job this year, but if you want Jackson Dart to succeed, the best possibility is to win some games and let him stay inside this offense. I'm not saying you do that no matter what, but that should be the goal. That is what is best for the franchise if this coach can prove it. And that was a big, he rallied the troops, he got the veterans to buy in, and this quarterback from the jump showed that he was the right man for the job, that we were wrong, any of us who suggested it wasn't time to go to him, and he came through with an enormous performance, and the New York Giants gave you everything you needed as a fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And then you get to the New York Mets, who gave you nothing of what you needed as a fan, as they are shut out. Shut out. Shut out in game 162. 4-0. And we'll get to all the decisions from Mendoza and the pitching staff. And I understand we all want the coach fired. Look at this team and what they have done since mid-June. Look at this team yesterday when they see on the scoreboard that the Cincinnati Reds are losing and all they have to do is win the final game of the year. All they have to do is take 2 out of 3 from the Miami Marlins. And they show up on Saturday. They get killed on Friday, show up on Saturday. Nothing on Sunday. The up and down nature of this group and the embarrassment of this city and of this team. I mean, it is, I was saying all week long, for 2 weeks, I've been saying, no, there's no way. This team is going to find a way to get home. This team is going to find a way to get into the postseason. They're too good. The Cincinnati Reds stink. This team is going to find a way. And to watch this group for the last 3 months slowly fade into oblivion. I mean, I put out a tweet. Everyone's harping on me because I said the worst moment in franchise history. And maybe moment was wrong because it didn't feel like the final moment. It was a long, slow slog of a last couple months. And maybe many of you Met fans, I disagreed. And I was wrong again, twice wrong. And maybe you sense this coming for weeks now. This is the most embarrassing end to a Met season in their franchise's history. I'm sorry. When you consider how this season started, how last season ended, you sign Juan Soto. This owner is critical of the fan base for not showing up. You put all this money into the biggest contract in the history of sports. You have the highest payroll. You're the best team in the game for the first 2.5 months. And then it all falls apart? And you can't beat out the Cincinnati Reds for the 6th seed to sneak into this new expanded playoff format? We'll get into all the particulars, and we'll take your calls at 888-808-1019, and we'll go through this game, and we'll talk about everything, including what needs to be done to change this team moving forward and the embarrassment that this season is for me. I'm sorry. I know I'm not a Met fan. I get it, and I know I haven't been around forever. But considering the expectations at the start of this year, considering you were a team that went to the NLCS and added Juan Soto, this offense added Juan Soto, had a better year and a monster year from Pete Alonso, had a 30-30 season again from Lindor, and scored 2 less runs over the course of the year. The pitching staff absolutely fell apart. The manager that everybody loved last year, everybody wants on his ass this year. The general manager who did everything right and was the reason why Juan Soto chose the New York Mets, because the owner's richer, the future's brighter, the executive is smarter. Everything is better in Queens than in the Bronx. Well, let's forget that even for a second. It's better in Queens than everywhere else. And everything that was touched by this general manager this year fell absolutely on its face. The pitching staff fell apart. The development of of some of the young players that were so promising last year, namely Vientos, Alvarez, completely stink. Juan Soto, who had great numbers, I'm sorry, and we'll get to this conversation, just not impactful enough. And yesterday he came up in multiple spots to impact the game and didn't. And despite his 43 home runs and his 105 RBIs and his 9-whatever OPS, not impactful enough in 2025. The lack of fight and grit and determination that this team had in an abundance last year is shocking to me. It's absolutely shocking to me. And to sit here today as we get ready for the wild card games on Tuesday, as the Yankees get ready to take on the Red Sox, as the Cincinnati Reds get ready to take on the Los Angeles Dodgers, the fact that the New York Mets and their $300-plus million payroll and all the expectations and how the owner wants to, and I talked about this on Saturday, how the owner has made it his mission here with the Mets, not just to win a championship, which he told you he would within 5 or 6 years or whatever he said, and he's backed off of that, and I understand making that statement your first day, a lot of excitement, I get it. I'm not going to hold him to that and crush him for that. It's hard to win a championship, and especially from where they started. But it wasn't just about winning championships. It was about changing, and he said this a bunch of times. It is his goal to change the mindset of the New York Met fan, to no longer be thought of as the laughingstock, no longer to be LOL Mets, no longer for the fan base to be waiting for the other shoe to drop consistently and constantly. That's been his goal, and he's done everything he could to establish that. He came here, he traded for and paid Lindor. He signed Max Scherzer and veteran, you know, Max Scherzer and Verlander to big contracts. He's trading away pieces at the deadline and, you know, taking on money to trade away less valuable prospects. He's brought back the uniforms you love. He's retired the numbers you wanted retired. He's built the statues you wanted to build. He dared you into coming to the ballpark this year at the tune of over 3 million people. I believe you averaged 9,000 more people per game than you did last year. He dared you into it, and you were there, and you listened, and you went. This season, not only is it the most embarrassing season in Met history, this season is an absolute killer for any thought of this franchise establishing some sort of winning culture that you can get behind, a winning culture that you can buy into, a winning culture that you can take for granted, a winning culture that you expect year to year. He did everything he could. He brought in the young, smart executive who took the lousy Milwaukee Brewers and built them up to still where they are today, the number one seed in the National League. He went out and paid Juan Soto and gave him suites and wardrobes and whatever else he needed to establish that this is the place to be. We get the big time prime free agents. I don't care where they played. I don't care about the pinstripes in the Bronx. We are the New York Mets, and this is now a place where the big time players want to come play. That was his goal, to establish a winning culture that they are the likes, even better than the Yankees and the Dodgers and whoever else that you can bank on being in the postseason and contending for a championship year after year. And to fall on their face the way they did this year, I mean, it's got to be, and we're already hearing that there's going to be shakeups inside the coaching staff. We're hearing that the manager is probably coming back. We know Stearns is coming back. Pete Alonso's opting out. There's going to be changes, maybe not the ones you're looking for, but there's going to be changes, and deservedly so, because this is a failure of epic proportions. And I know, you know, oh, it's not the same as 2007. It's not the same as 2008. No, it's not the gut punch, you know, final day of the season where you're 7 games up with 2 weeks left to play, or 7 with 17 or whatever. Maybe this was a long, steady decline that maybe many of you felt coming, and that's fine. I get it. But when you take everything into account, this is as big a fail as the Mets have ever had. I don't know how to say it otherwise. I just don't. Also, you had the difference in competition. This is the Cincinnati Reds. They won 83 games. They were getting swept by the A's while the Mets were on 8-game losing streak and couldn't take a hold of this thing. The Mets had it in their hands heading into the final weekend. We'll get to all the different things in this game and how the manager managed this game with the panic in which he managed the game. And I understand why. It's, you know, the 7th game of the World Series. You have to manage it like that. And we could talk about the pitching that's failed them down the stretch and in the second half of the year, and the idea that, you know, Senga came back off of the injury and was unpitchable. Manaea came back from his back and elbow and side elbow issues, you know, and was unpitchable. David Peterson went from all-star and ace of the staff to unpitchable on the final game of the final game of the season is his day to pitch. The dude was an all-star and the ace of the staff and was unpitchable. And yet, I still want to blame the offense, who wasn't nearly as good as it should have been and got shut out on game 162 when they were in desperate need. We could talk about anything we want about the bullpen game that they pretty much threw out there today, the way the manager handled it, the way the starting pitching fell apart. They gave up four runs to the Marlins. Four. They didn't give up 10. Four. And I know it's not all about yesterday because it's been this slow, steady decline. But if you win yesterday, you have a chance to accomplish anything you want. We're talking a different conversation right now as they're getting ready to take on the Dodgers. And instead, because four was so unsurmountable in the final game of the season, we sit here today doing meth therapy, talking about the changes that are desperately needed inside this franchise.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Put WFAN in your contact list. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
All right, 237. Nick Monagle here with you on The Fan. Just one of those mornings. And I got to tell you, listen, as a Giant fan, I know I'm, you know, I got a couple tweets already saying I'm being too much on Jackson Dart. Look, they beat a team. They were a touchdown underdog. I never thought in a million years they'd win that game.
With all the slop we've watched as New York quarterback in the last few many years, how can anybody say that to you?
I know. Cool your jets, Chris. It's only one game. I get it. We've had nothing. Same thing like when I put out a
tweet.
You
know who's probably sending that to you? A Jet fan who talked themselves into Zach Wilson being a quarterback because he had one good game in his first five.
I know. I had, you know, I put out a tweet during the game. I was just like, the Giant fans deserved that first drive. I got like a couple people like, oh, deserve nothing. Can we wait a while? Jeez. I'm like, the Giant fans deserve to enjoy this for a second? And that's why this is what we're talking about today. And I know deserve is a word we throw around here. I'm just saying, like, it's been the darkest depths of that you could experience as a fan for the last 10 years. And I know there are other franchises out there who would kill to have four Super Bowl championships. I get it. It's been 10 years of being one of, if not the worst team in the sport, year in and year out. They draft this young kid. Our hopes and dreams rest in him. They go to him in a game that I, along with many others, weren't sure this was a good spot for him. And he plays well, and they win a damn football game that no one expected them to win. And the opening drive, they go right down the field and get into the end zone. I was through the roof in that moment. And excuse me if I was. I'm allowed. You should be allowed.
That has to be a Jets fan that's jealous that the Giants, it looks like, found a quarterback first.
Yeah. Well, again, we don't know. Daniel Jones came in and threw four touchdown passes the first game. By the way, did he win? I'm sorry. I forgot.
But thinking back to the way fans of the Giants talked about Daniel Jones and pumped him up, I don't think a Giants fan is trying to lessen the enthusiasm. Like, they're with you. Other Giants fans are with you on Jacksonville.
Yeah, we should be pretty excited.
How could you not be when your rookie quarterback plays like that in his first game against a good team?
Yeah. I never thought in a million years they would win that football game. I thought they would cover. I didn't pick them because I said I wouldn't and I just didn't want to. Be hurt again. But, I mean, like, covering makes sense. Chargers coming across the country early, you know, find a way to backdoor cover. Defense does have a decent pass rush. Like, I thought there was a chance the game could be close. I never thought they would win that football game. Ever. And for him to play like that, and then even offense, like, he goes down the field and gets enough first downs and runs out enough clock. Like, yes, the defense played well. Yes, there were turnovers. Yes, the offense still kind of looked stagnant. There wasn't a lot of deep threats in this game, especially after Neighbors goes down. And a lot of it's just him tucking and running. I get it. And listen, that's how they won 9 football games and won a road playoff game. Hand the ball off, establish the run, including with the quarterback, don't turn the ball over, make big plays with the defense. That's how they won 9 games and went to the playoffs in Dable's first year. I'll sign up for that again. I know that doesn't win you a Super Bowl. No one's expecting that. You know, no one's even talking about coming near that. But you can win football games this way. And God knows we need to win some football games. And he played extremely well. And more than even that, and I heard Laurie say it, and I heard everybody talk about it. It just felt like the kids got something. That's what it just felt like. It just felt like the kids got something. It felt like he's going to find a way to win football games. It felt like you might have a quarterback who, even when he doesn't play all that well, or even if he doesn't have the biggest of numbers, like, he might just be one of these guys who find ways to win football games. Now, it's one football game. He might lose the next 7. But I'm pretty pumped. And, you know, and then you mix it with what's going on with the Mets. And what a disaster this season was. I don't think there's any way to sugarcoat it. I know, you know, as I put out the tweet and everybody wants to, I know I root for the Yankees. Therefore, I am not allowed to comment on the New York Mets. I don't know when that became the way we do things around here. But, like, I'll have some fun with it on Twitter. And yeah, as a Yankee fan, did it bother me all the nonsense at the start of the year about they're the big brother and he wanted to be a Met and, you know, he recognized that Keith actually retweeted one of my things when I was annoyed at Juan Soto when I don't know if he made the comments or reports came out about he didn't know where the Yankees were going to be for the next 6 or 7 years or in 6 or 7 years. And I was like, that's such nonsense. The Yankees have a track record of 30 years. I understand the Mets might have a bright future, and I understand their farm system in the moment is better than the Yankees. And I understand that, you know, David Stearns is the young, smart executive, and I still believe him to be so, even though he had a miserable year. And he's younger, and he's new, and he's fresh, and Cashman's old, and he's been here forever, and they haven't won in a while. Like, I got all of that. And I even understood the fan base. I'll push back on it, but I even understood the fan base. But for any Major League Baseball player to actually say, well, I don't know where the Yankees are going to be. I know where they're going to be. They're going to be in the freaking playoffs. Because they're in the playoffs every single year. Barring when their superstar goes down for 100 games. Otherwise, they're going to be in the playoffs every year. Where are they going to be in 6 or 7 years? One of the best teams in the American League. Because that's what they do. That's what they do. So, yeah. As a Yankee fan, did I get my back up a little bit? Am I willing to push back a little bit? Yeah. May I even have some fun at the Met fan expense? Yeah, this is fun. I might do it. I might have some fun with a caller coming up as we're about to take calls who are going to push back or say something. I don't know. We'll see. On Twitter, I might. Yeah. But ultimately, I'm telling you what I see. And I can tell you right now, believe it or not, all of that aside, will I take advantage of it now that they've lost and have a little bit of fun at the Met fan expense? Maybe I will. I'm not above it. But I will tell you this. Believe it or not, I don't care what you think. I was pulling for them yesterday because I want playoff games. I don't want to eliminate the Mets from the conversation for the next 3 weeks and talk about only offseason stuff. I want to react and be invested in baseball playoff games. If you think I wanted the Mets to lose this thing, you're nuts. If you think just as a baseball fan, I'd rather watch Steer and company take on the Dodgers instead of the Mets and Juan Soto, you're nuts. I don't care about all this ancillary stuff. I don't care about the fan base back and forth. We can have some fun. That's all it is. I go home at night. I fall asleep. I have a family. I don't really care that, you know, some Met fan is going to give me crap on Twitter. I might go back at him. I might have some fun with it. But ultimately, it doesn't impact my life at all. So let's just get that out of the way real quick. Because I'm not here to dog on you. I'm not here to be a jerk. I'm not here to stomp on your grave. I'm telling you what I saw. And what I saw was, considering everything that happened this year, the biggest embarrassment in the Mets franchise as long as I've been around to watch it. That's a tough freaking season from a team that freaking died for you, that did nothing for you. Nothing. After last year being a team that did everything for you. Going to the NLCS, adding Juan Soto, and then you get this? This is disastrous. You deserve better. Even you who trolled me, you deserve better than what they gave you. That's not me trying to be a jerk. That's me being an objective fan. That's me being an objective sports fan. This Met team is an embarrassment. An embarrassment. And I don't care that the pitching fell apart. I don't care. They should be one game better than the Cincinnati Reds. You can't convince me otherwise. I don't care about the manager. I don't care about the pitching rotation. I don't care about the line. I don't care about any excuse. Oh, Winker went down and Minter went down. And, you know, they lost. You know, Raley was signed late. And obviously, you know, they had the issues with Vientos not being the same. And then, you know, the pitching staff got hurt. No, I don't care. Peterson lost it. There's always reasons why it happened. This is embarrassing. Embarrassing. I still cannot believe. I cannot believe that they folded like this. I cannot believe it. I literally can't. This team is too good to not be one of the top six. Too good. And we'll see what the changes, and again, for me, changes need to be made to the core of the team. Because we've seen this a bunch now. Changes need to be made. Jeff McNeil is obvious. That's the easy one. Jeff McNeil can't be on this team next year. We all know it. He had his moments this year. I even had to like kind of apologize and say, you know, I've been on Jeff McNeil and he's actually played pretty damn well. But over the last 3 weeks, he did nothing. Outside of the double in game two of this series, he did nothing down the stretch. He's just not a part of the Mets' future. He's been a solid Met for his career. He won a batting title. He's a, you know, you leave with, hey, you know what, the Jeff McNeil experience was okay. Thank you, Jeff McNeil. He's got to be gone. And then the other thing that we're going to get to is Pete Alonso. And Pete Alonso, which, by the way, I have zero problem. I know a lot of people got on Juan Soto last year saying, hey, there's no team discount or whatever at the end of the season and became a free agent immediately. After the game, Pete Alonso is directly asked. He didn't have a press conference and say, hey, look, I'm opting out. He was directly asked if he plans to opt out of his contract. Obviously, he does. Obviously, he'd be an idiot off of the season he just had not to opt out of his contract. He'd be an idiot. Same thing with Diaz, who told you he's got to think about it, talk to his family. Maybe he just wanted to tell you that and didn't like felt different than Pete about being honest and wanted to just not do it in this moment right after the season ended. And if so, good for Diaz. He probably makes the fan base feel better. He's opting out. He'd be an idiot not to. Pete Alonso would be an idiot not to. Anybody who has a problem with Pete telling you he's going to opt out is stupid, because we all know he is. He'd be lying if he said anything else. I would opt out. You would opt out. We'd all opt out. He's going to get a much larger contract, much longer contract. And as much as I think it should be the Mets, I want to make it clear. I am not saying Pete Alonso shouldn't come back, that the Mets shouldn't sign him. All I'm saying is if the core is going to change, I think you have to be open to the idea of not bringing back Pete. I think you have to discuss it. I think Stearns need to discuss it. I think the owner needs to not make a rash decision and say, the fan base loves him. He had a great year. I don't care, David. You're signing him. Find a way to get a contract that you can live with. I'm paying it. I don't care. Done. Pete Alonso's coming back. If I were advising the owner, I would just say, hey, look, that's a reasonable thought process, and maybe at the end of the day, that thought process wins out. Open your mind to the idea that that's not the thought process. If David Stearns can present a way to make the team different, better, in another direction. Because the core needs to change. Something needs to be shaken up with this team. And if the easiest way is to not bring back Pete because he's going to be a free agent, then you have to be at least open to it. I'm not saying he can't come back. I'm not saying he's the problem. I'm not saying it's going to be easy to replace his damn near 40 home runs and 120 RBIs. It's not going to be easy. It can be done. You got to be open to looking at shaping this team differently. And that's just one avenue. 888-808-1019. I know I keep talking. I want to get to the calls. Let's go to Kenny in Queens. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, Chris. How you doing, pal?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Great game today. Horrible being a Mets fan,
yes.
But for the Giants, it was so much fun to watch.
We just needed it, man. We just needed that game. We needed it desperately. I don't care where it leads.
The intensity the whole team played with.
Yeah.
The offensive line, the running back, Ensemble. I mean, it was finally, it was like an awakening.
Yeah.
We haven't seen that as Giants fans in a long time.
No, it's been it goes back to Dable's first year. It's been 3 years since we've seen anything like that.
It was so much fun to watch.
Yep.
Me and a bunch of friends, we get together every Sunday and watch the Giants, and it was the enthusiasm just with us.
Of course,
was the same on the field.
No, Kenny, that's why I said the opening drive, we deserve it, was because we were amped up as a Giant fan, the Giant fan base. You make this decision to go to Jackson Dart, you're just excited. I was against it. I can't hide from it. I was. It's okay. I was wrong. I was against it. But even though I was against it, as a Giant fan, I was pumped. I was much more excited to watch this game and see what Jackson Dart looked like than I would have been if Russell Wilson was the quarterback still, even though I thought that might have been best for Jackson Dart. And that's really all I was concerned about, was what's best for Jackson Dart, not necessarily winning the game. But even though I felt differently, as a Giant fan, I was like, yeah, let's go, man. I'm pumped. I'm much more excited about this game than I would have been otherwise. The Jackson Dart era, let's see what this kid's got. Like, there was some enthusiasm. He gets the ball, and it's like, all right, let's see what you got. And they go right down the field and establishing the run. And plus, you got the rookie Scataboo that we're all excited about. Like, he's bursting through holes. Like, he's not the most shifty guy. I don't think he's going to be the kind of guy that breaks off a 70-yard run. But you know what? 5 yards, you know, for the first half, he had a 4.7 yards per carry. Second half was a little bit more difficult for him. It ended up with a 3-something. But the first half, he had 10 carries for 47 yards. That will win you football games, 4.7 yards a carry from your running back. You don't need Saquon Barkley. That's nice to have, but you don't need him. The way Cam Scataboo ran in the first half of this game wins you football games. You get inside the red zone, you get a touchdown. He's dancing. Jackson Dart just ran it in for his first drive and for New York Giants. Like, let's go. And then from that moment on, the defensive line was getting after it. They got big turnovers, Sexy Dexy with the pick, and he thought he was going in. Unfortunately, of course, they can't score from that point on, and they get a false start on that first drive. There were still things that drive you nuts. But they won a football game against a really good team, not just an average team. Not just the team that they were expected to lose to, a really good football team led by a really freaking good coach with a quarterback who was in the MVP conversation. I know it's only 3 weeks in, but because of his talent, because of what he did in his first season and some of the trials and tribulations he's had since then, like, this was a guy everybody thought was making that step to becoming what we thought he could be, and the Giants shut that down and only give up 18 points. And he had two turnovers, and he was running for his life at times. That was a great win for the Giants. Great win. Dan in Belmar. What's up, Dan?
Hey, what's going on, Chris? Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
Before I get to the negativity that is the Mets franchise, I couldn't agree with you more with Jackson Dart. Great day to be a Giants fan. Finally, a breath of fresh air.
Yep.
You have, you know, you see some direction that the team's headed in now. Obviously, the neighbors thing sucks, but that's what it is. They got to fix the turf over there before anything changes with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to say that there have been issues. I can't tell you for sure it's the turf, but it's getting to the point where, you know, enough, like, you worry about free agents wanting to come here. You worry about all kinds of things. They might have to really seriously look into changing that turf.
Yeah, it's just, like you said, it's hard to call it the turf, but there's just been too many injuries over there, you know, with Rodgers last year and everything else. But just change the turf. They're doing it for the World Cup in a couple years anyway, so just get it done.
I'm with
you.
Now
on to the Mets.
Yeah.
Now on to the Mets. I mean, it's just unbelievable the lows that you go through as a Mets fan. They bring this guy in that's supposed to be like this baseball savant. He thinks he's the smartest guy in the room. And every move he made this offseason and in season at the trade deadline didn't work out. And now what they're going to end up doing is they're going to fire Chavez, the hitting coach. They're going to fire Hefner. They're keeping Mendy, which is the right move. Mendy's a good coach. He didn't have a great year, but he's a good coach. You need the stability of the manager. But I agree with you, what you just said. The core needs to change. And I don't think Alonso, moving away from Alonso, not giving him the money he deserves, is the right move.
I think
you give him like 6 years, $215 million. I think a guy you look to move is like Nimmo and McNeil.
Sure.
Just to shake things up.
I don't disagree. I'm with you. I 100% think Jeff McNeil has to go. And I'm open to moving Nimmo. I just don't know. That's a trade. Not saying a trade can happen, and the only reason why, I know Jeff McNeil would be a trade as well, but I just feel like I'm not, like, Jeff McNeil's at a level where if I give away Jeff McNeil, I'll live with it. I don't want to give away Nimmo. I think he's got value. So I got to make sure I get a good deal for Nimmo or a deal I feel good about. Like, all I'm saying is if you're willing to say, like the last caller just said, he believes the core needs to change. I'm not saying you shouldn't bring back Pete. I'm not saying that. I absolutely think Pete deserves the money, and if they sign him, I'll say it's a good deal. And Pete's been good for them. He had a great year. I'm just saying, if you are of the mindset that the core does need a shift and a change, you have to at least be open. At least I feel that this way, and maybe I'm wrong. I think you just have to be open to the idea of allowing Pete to walk, because it's the easiest way to change the core. I don't know what you'll get for Nimmo. I'm sure you could find something, and I don't disagree. Trading Nimmo would be higher on my list than not bringing back Pete. Moving McNeil, absolutely. Trading some of these young kids, Vientos, obviously. Vientos, I'll trade any of them, really. I would trade Beatty. I would trade Vientos. I would trade Mauricio. I would trade Acuna. I would trade a bunch of different, some of the young kids. And I feel like, I don't know if you would call Vientos part of the core because of how bad he was this year and his limited playing time at times this year. But, I mean, he was part of the core of last year, obviously. But I would be willing to move any of them. Nimmo, I'd be willing to move Alvarez. All of those things would be higher on my list of ways to change the core than not bringing back Pete Alonso. I agree. But I just don't know the value of those players. I don't know what you do instead of them. I don't know how you move them. If those trades are all plausible, then go do that. Go do that. If you're able to do that before free agency or figure things out, go do that. I'm just saying, he's on the other side of 30. He did regress defensively in the second half of the year, despite being pretty good defensively early on. I don't know if that throw to Senga set him off, but he got worse defensively at the end of the year. He's on the wrong side of 30. I'm not opposed to moving on. Not opposed. I was last year. I wanted him back desperately. And I still think that's the move to make, is to bring him back. But I feel like you just got to be open to it. That's all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.